Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is somebody from Romania. Her name is Virginia Prodan, and in fact, she's written a book about her life in Romania, communist Romania. It's called Saving My Assassin. The publisher is Tyndale, Tyndale House Publishers. And Virginia, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jay, for having me.
Sure. Okay, so tell us about your background. First of all, for those who probably don't realize this, prior to Christmas Day, 1989, Romania, as part of the Eastern Europe bloc, was one of the most, had one of the most evil regimes on the planet under a fellow in, you know, who was imposing communism, Nicolae Ceausescu. And you grew up in that environment, and you even became a born-again Christian. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to you, and go ahead and tell us about yourself and your conversion.
I grew up in communist Romania under the cruelest regime of dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. And I call that land a land of lies and a prison land, because we were not allowed to criticize or even to ask questions about the government or about his regime or the dictator. And we also were supervised. It was a prison land because everything about us was supervised. And the government wanted to make sure that we don't have any knowledge about the outside world. We were surrounded by the Iron Curtain. And I remember my parents being very, very submissive. They politically correct outside of home, but whispering inside of home were their feelings. And they were worried about the fact that every single day the government, communist government, will take their freedom away. So as a child, I decided that I will not live this kind of life. And somehow the Lord put on my heart, at that time I didn't know anything about him, but I realized at our family reunions that our relatives will surround specific certain relatives, lawyers, and ask questions. In my mind as a little kid, a little child, I thought that lawyers know the truth, so I decided to go to law school. And I went to law school, and after law school I practiced, and after years and years and years of practicing, I remember coming one day to my law office and putting my briefcase on secretary's desk and saying, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And she looked up at me like, you're dreaming, welcome to reality. And here are the three files, and you have three clients coming, and one is in your office. So I felt very disturbed. I didn't know what to do, and I went inside of my office, and inside of my office was one of the clients. And I had been working with him for a very long time, and many times I thought to myself, I need to fix this man. He always had a smile, a confidence. He had peace and a different approach to life. But I never had the time to talk with him. There was always another client waiting. So that day I was so concentrated, and I was almost ready to give up my profession as a lawyer because I couldn't find the truth. So I remember asking him or pointing to him and saying, I want to have in my life what you have in your life. And he looked up at me surprised, and he said, do you go to church? And I said, very fast. Oh, yes, at Christmas, that tradition, you know, everybody goes. And he continued, would you like to come to my church this Sunday? And I remember staring at him and thinking, I am so sorry I ask you this question. I just didn't see the connection between what he had at church. But you know what? The next Sunday I visited his church because I wanted to have what he had. So So there, the pastor opened the Bible, and I heard him reading from the Bible. Jesus said, "I am the truth, the way, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me." John 16:4. So that day I accepted Christ, and from that day I understood why God allowed me to be in law school, and I started to defend Christians that will share the gospel with others and will be put in jail or share their Bible with others, Christians that will watch in their own home Jesus movie and will be arrested, and their children put in orphanages, or churches that will be demolished because the church will ask permission from the government to fix the church, and the government will put the church on the waiting list until the church will be in disrepair and the government will come and demolish and confiscate the land. At that time, I didn't know that I was the only Christian attorney in Romania.
That you know of.
Excuse me?
That you know of. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, from that day, my life changed forever. As a student and even as a lawyer, I was expected. I found out later on that I will protect the government against the Romanian people that might not agree with them. So for that reason, the government considered lawyers and judges and prosecutors and all the graduates of law school as an elite of the society. So I was moved because I defended Christians. I was moved from the elite of the society to dissident. I was considered an enemy of the state. And wow. With that came arrest, interrogation. I was beaten, and I was very close to being killed under direct orders of Ceausescu himself.
Wow. Yeah, in fact, I understand that he sent an assassin. You're very short, if you don't mind my saying so.
Tall.
Yeah, you're 5 feet tall, and the assassin was 6'10",
yeah.
And he was a gun-wielding assassin the Romanian government sent to your office. Tell us the story.
After the government put me under house arrest and arrested and did all the things, in the same time, all the cases that I had, and because I took the government to court, they were published in and became part of United States Department of State's report and United Nations reports on human and religious rights violation under Ceausescu's government. And with that, the government and Ceausescu himself was exposed to the entire world and to America, because America gave Romania the most favored nation status with one condition, that Romania will respect human or religious rights, which with my cases, I proved not only to Ceausescu, but to the entire world that he was not respecting those human rights and religious rights. And for that reason, Ceausescu wanted to kill me. So he sent a client to my office. When he came, everything was organized by them, by the government and Ceausescu himself who sent him. So he came very late, exactly when my secretary left and almost everybody was gone from the building. So he came and he did not wait a second. The minute that he came in my office, he pointed the gun to me and said, "I'm not your client. I'm here to kill you. You are not listening to us." And he started to scream, and you can imagine that I froze in my chair. I couldn't move. I couldn't run. I couldn't do absolutely anything. But in all this, I heard God's whispering voice share the gospel with him. And I look at him, and I told him, "I understand you have a job, but I have something to share with you." And he agreed. And I started to say the gospel, reciting the gospel, because We didn't have Bibles in Romania, or when we had a Bible, we had it for a short period of time. So we will learn by heart the gospel, Bible verses, everything. So it was very easy for me to recite to him the gospel. And the minute that I started to recite the gospel, his shoulders relaxed. He put the gun on the table. He noticed several times. And at one point, I look at him, just looking at him, how he was melting under God's word. It was so powerful that I thought to myself, when I finish, he's going to kill me. And that stopped my thoughts. So what I did is just paraphrasing the gospel. And as I said, maybe two or three sentences, I was petrified, because the more words from myself that I was sharing with him, paraphrasing the Bible, I noticed that he just came back to, you know, the anger and the desire to kill. So I concentrated really hard, and the Lord helped me to recite the Bible, and he accepted Christ right there. Wow. In front of me. And he left my office as a brother in Christ and a free man indeed.
Wow.
And more than that,
yes,
I never imagined when I started to write the book, but he wrote a chapter in my book. So you have my perspective at that day, what happened in my office, and his perspective. And by the grace of God, our lives will never be the same.
Yeah. Now, so he survived, even though he failed in his mission. Ceausescu's forces didn't kill him? Well, obviously they couldn't have, because of your, you know, and you didn't get killed. Praise God for all this.
Yes.
By the way,
yes.
When did you first come to America, to live here?
Yeah, I came to America in November 1988, and I have to say that when I came to America, I didn't know one word in English.
Oh, my.
We
have about 2 minutes left. You didn't know a word in English, and this is, by the way, a year or so before Ceausescu himself was tried by the people of Romania and executed, and his wife, on Christmas Day. And you're working now as an attorney. Are you fighting for Christian liberties in America today? Is that right?
Yes. I am an ally attorney with Alliance Defender Freedom.
Yes.
And I am also a speaker, and I speak in many places.
Wonderful.
I'm also involved in politics, so I am the representative for my district.
Fantastic.
And I do whatever it takes to show people how precious freedom is.
Sure.
And what we need,
yeah,
to do to protect freedom.
The ultimate founder of this Christian radio ministry is D. James Kennedy, the late D. James Kennedy, and he was one of the key co-founders of the Alliance Defending Freedom. So just
praise
to
God for him.
Yeah, amen. So just to kind of put things back in perspective, obviously, you survived that incident. He must have survived in order to be able to write a chapter for the book. Again, the book is called Saving My Assassin. People can learn more information at VirginiaProdan.com. That's her website. And I want to ask you this. This is my last question. Maybe you can speak for 30 seconds or so as a closing thought. Do you see parallels between the lack of freedom in your communist Romania and what's happening today in modern America with the political correctness?
Yes, I believe that Romania was conquered by the boots and guns of the Russians, and America is conquered by our silence. In America, it's conquered, and we lose our freedom because we are too afraid of government and not afraid of God. We, in many ways, we forgot who we are, God's children, light and salt, and here for a reason, that God can change us and God can change America. And there is hope, because with Christ, we are more than conquerors. And he will do amazing things as long as we stand up for God's principles. So I advise every Christian to be strong and courageous and remain on God's principle. Anyway, here or in heaven, we are more than conquerors. We know our future and we know our role. We have to do our part. And America will be a better place. A free America is God's gift to mankind.
Wow.
And it was to me. I was saved because America, American people and America brought Christ and freedom all over the world. It's time for us to bring Christ and freedom back to America. And with God's help, we can do that.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless you. VirginiaProdan.com for more information. Prodan is P-R-O-D-A-N. Thank you and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.